Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Hebrews 8. The point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven and who ministers in the sanctuary and true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man. And since every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are already priests who offer gifts according to the law. The place where they serve is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Now, however, Jesus has received a much more excellent ministry, just as the covenant he mediates is better and founded on better promises. For if that first covenant had been without fault, no place would have been sought for a second. But God found fault with the people and said, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not abide by my covenant, and I disregarded them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and inscribe them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will each one teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their iniquities and will remember their sins no more." By speaking of a new covenant, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. This is God's Word. Christianity is rooted in Judaism. Most of our scriptures were Hebrew documents written for Jewish people living in Israel. Our Lord Jesus was the Messiah who was prophesied about in those Hebrew scriptures. His death on the cross was the final, perfect sacrifice foreshadowed by uncountable numbers of animals who were offered on the altar of the tabernacle and the temple. Given all of this, why are we Christians not more Jewish in our practice of Christianity? The answer is here in Hebrews 8, and that answer, too, is rooted in the Hebrew Scriptures. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34, quoted here in Hebrews 8, 8 through 12, God promised to make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. That's verse 8 here in the NIV. Verses 9 through 12 here in Hebrews 8 describe this covenant, and among other things they tell us, no longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This promise has begun to be fulfilled in Jesus. He mentioned this when he turned the elements of the Passover feast into the Lord's Supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." You can see that in Matthew 26, 28, Luke 22, 20, or 1 Corinthians 11, 25. The fact that we Gentiles would be part of this new covenant is indicated here in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 11, which says, "No longer will they teach their neighbor, 'Know the Lord.' We Gentiles are their neighbor." The reason, then, that we don't practice Jewish feasts and festivals and keep the law of Moses is that, according to verse 13, by calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear. These Old Testament ceremonies, symbols, and laws are unnecessary anyway, because verse 10 put it this way, "I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. We have a new nature and the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. There are still blessings promised to us in the new covenant that await us still in the future. But we have God's power within us right now to wait for those things, to grow in our knowledge and love of the Lord while we wait, and to call others to know the Lord. And so that's what we're doing here on this earth. We're calling others to know the Lord, and we're growing in our knowledge and obedience to Him. And so I hope that that's true in your life, that in church and in your devotionals, and through these devotionals, you're growing in your faith and in your knowledge of Christ, and that God is using you to reach out to others with the answer to how to know the Lord through the gospel message. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, enter your email address there, and starting tomorrow, you'll receive an email from me every day containing the daily scripture reading, as well as the daily devotional that I publish about that scripture reading. The link to the daily scripture reading will cue you to be reading God's Word every day, and my devotional will help you apply it to your life every day. This is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me with financial support, please do so by becoming one of my monthly donors. Go to dailypbj.com/support to find out how to do that. And please share this with someone else. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.